the souls under the altar. This is the classic objection from Revelation. I used to use it myself. What about the souls under the altar? Revelation 6:9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So here we see souls under the altar, and this is definitely before the resurrection, because the passage clearly states that more saints must be killed before the desired vengeance will be visited on the enemies of God. They are told to rest yet for a little season. What exactly does that mean? They seem to be anything but at rest, crying out, crowded there under the altar in their thousands of thousands. Is that the reward of their sacrifice? Obviously, I do not take this passage literally. The vision of the souls under the altar can be reasonably classified as a symbolic vision. The voices of the slain saints cry out to God in the same way that the blood of Abel cried out to God from the ground. Genesis 4:10. The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Interestingly, notice how God does not say, Cain, why has thy brother Abel appeared here before me in heaven? God places the cry of Abel's blood as coming from the ground, which received his blood in his body. The slain saints are shown to John as being under God's gaze, directly under the altar before his throne. This is to emphasize the fact that God has not forgotten the sacrifice of his saints. It is a matter very close to him, which he never ceases to be aware of. The admonishment to rest yet is a nod to the literal truth. The saints are at rest. They are sleeping in the dust of the earth as Christ taught. In the mind of God, from the blood of righteous Abel to the saints which will be slain at the feet of the beast, the righteous blood cries out for vengeance, and God is very attentive to this matter. The fact that this vision is the result of an open seal is not without significance. The intention of the seal is to communicate these ideas, not to change the way we understand death. We have to keep these things in context.